This is Dakota Datebook for April 24th. The last day of North Dakota's legislative sessions brings ceremonies and celebrations. There are traditions such as leaders' speeches and the House singing Auld Lang Syne, but that's for after the legislature's work gets done. After a 16-hour day on this date in 1993, the Senate adjourned sine die at 11:45 p.m., 15 minutes after the House, ending the session after 77 days on a Saturday night. That was the longest legislative session for North Dakota up to that point. North Dakota's legislature has 80 days every 2 years to write new laws and budgets. The 1993 legislature was notable for another reason. It was the last regular session of a split state house in North Dakota. Republicans controlled the House, 65-33. Democrats controlled the Senate, 25-24. It also was Republican Governor Ed Schaefer's first legislative session. The session's last day wasn't easy. After starting at 8 in the morning, lawmakers by noon had acted on only 2 of 15 remaining bills. House and Senate majority leaders urged their caucus members to come to agreements in conference committees on bills. One of the last bills involved a fight over whether the state should have 2 or 3 state veterinarians. Senate Democrats and House Republicans also fought over state fair funding, but the House won in the end. Another fight was over letting county residents vote on opposing new landfills. The day saw some downtime. Lawmakers had a parking lot cookout, packed belongings, and later joined in a sing-along with a representative on piano playing Battle Hymn of the Republic and Old MacDonald Had a Farm. It would have been the last split legislative session altogether. However, in 1994, Governor Schaefer called a special 3-day session for lawmakers to write a sales tax exemption to attract a corn processing plant to North Dakota. Democrats had won North Dakota's Senate for the first time in 1986 after a narrow recount, but they lost it in 1994. Republicans have controlled the legislature ever since. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jack Dura. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.